I thank the Lord for all that he means to me. I'm so glad to be his child. It's a wonderful honor to get to serve him. I have written a question on the board. How well do you give? And I've written five options of giving. One of them is to be a boastful giver. Second one is to be obligatory giver or duty bound. Third one is strings attached giver. Fourth one is excess, where there's no pain in it. And the fifth one is a cheerful giver. So I would like to, I have a $20 bill that I'd like to give, kind of. So I'd like to offer a $20 bill to Ronald. But I want you to know that I have lots of money, and you don't. So I'm giving this because I guess you deserve it. So there's money you can have. I don't know that I really want to give it. But I do have extra money. You'll have to give it back. So that would be the boastful giver. So now I'm going to give you 20 because I'm a child of God. It's my duty to give you money. This is what the Lord has for us. That's what we're supposed to do. But I really want to give it to you. Brother pastor. So I'd like to give you this 20, but I want you to know there. You pat me on the back, I pat you on the back, you know, you've got to remember that. There's strings attached to this. So if I'm doing you a favor, I want you to do me a favor. You know? So, yeah. Just remember that I gave it to you. Well, Jaleesa, I'm giving you this money because $20 is no big deal. You should see what's in my purse. And excess. So, you know, it's not really painful for me to give it. So here it is. It's just pocket change to me. And lastly, I have $20. The Lord has blessed me so richly. Jenna, I want you to have it. And you really can. So, which is the way we're supposed to give? Obviously, cheerfully. And I really have been thinking about this a lot, and it's not just monetary, but I do want to read about the monetary giver that we have recorded in our Bible. If you'll turn with me, I think it's in Luke. No, it's in Mark, I think. And Jesus is observing the givers. And he knows, is it Mark, the 12th chapter? And he knows how they give. And most givers fall under these five titles, really. The strings attached. Lord, I'm giving it to you, but I want you to bless me. I want to make sure that you understand that how much I'm giving to you, Lord. And I want you to know that I'm expecting something back from it. You know, there's so many ways to give, but the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And I'm thankful for that. But that's the presence of mind that we need to have. 12 and 41, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. He watched how they did it. And many that were rich cast in much, but they gave of their excess. It was not a painful thing to them. It was not a big deal. There came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in
than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. And I feel like that widow did it cheerfully. I don't think she did it with begrudging. This is the last, my last meal. This is my last living. This is the last thing I have. I think she gave it because she knew I can give this and the Lord will take care of me. And that's what he noticed. He noticed she gave in more. Did she give in more financially? No. It's because the purpose of heart was given more. She gave everything she had willingly, cheerfully, lovingly, because she had faith in a father that would take care of her. And I've thought this. We think of how well do you give, and the giving is, we think of the money. We think of the money part of it. But do you realize there's so much more to give? Our time. I am challenged by that, because when people say, how are you doing? I say, oh, just busy, busy. And that does describe life. But when you say that, in a way, you kind of cut off someone who might need your time. And I've been challenged by that. Well, you've got, you can have me for 30 minutes tomorrow, or let me schedule you in. And I look at that and I think, can I be begrudging of my time? We really can. Giving of ourselves to the Lord's work. If you remember, Paul said, I have been spent for you. I've given everything I have for the ministry. I didn't do it with a desire. Thank you. I left it at my bench. I didn't do it with a desire for whatever could be paid back to me. I spent myself for you because I want you to make it to heaven too. And you know, sometimes we hold ourselves back. And we think, I can't do that. I can't give myself fully to the Lord because I want part of this. I want my life. I want my career. I want my fill in the blank. When the Lord's wanting a cheerful giver. So it really has been a challenge to me. So there's another, I think, of caring for people who can't care for themselves. You know, there's a great need of that. It could be children. They could be adults. And sometimes we get so selfish with ourselves that we forget that there are others that need us, our physical help. So when my mom had her third stroke in 2020, I was challenged. Someone challenged me, give yourself to the care of your mom. And I kind of balked a little bit because I thought, no, I've got too many other things to do. But I'm so glad I did. And you know, there were parts of things that she couldn't do for herself anymore. But I'm so thankful. And I've been challenged since then, Lord, help us to be a cheerful giver in every part of our life. You know, to your family, to your marriage. Do you know you can hold yourself back on some things? Because this is me. This is mine. I don't want to give this to my companion. I don't want to give up this part of me. But do you know you can be an obligatory or duty. I'll do this because I'm the wife. I will take care of this because I'm the spouse. But when you give yourself cheerfully in a marriage, it's a beautiful thing to behold. And it doesn't just bless your marriage. It blesses everyone around you. It blesses your children. Do you know you can hold yourself strings attached raising of children? You remember what I did for you. If it wasn't for me, you would be lost. I hope you understand the sacrifices it took to raise you, because you were a challenge. And you know, we can do that sometimes, and we didn't give ourselves cheerfully. We gave it with a boastful attitude of, you're little and I'm big, and I'm going to tell you what to do because I'm big. But we didn't create a relationship with them because we didn't give ourselves cheerfully. There's a challenge here. In our work situations, do you know we give ourselves? I know one time I was challenged to work as though you're working for Jesus. Do your very best for Him. Show up on time or early because you're giving of your time. You said you would do this job. Do it cheerfully, without begrudging. I'm going to work today. My boss is difficult. And yes, there are difficult bosses. I'm not saying there's not. But when you said, I would do this job, you promised to do a good job. Not because of obligation. Not because of strings attached. I'm doing this because I said I would do it. I've paid a vow, so to speak. I promised to be a good employee, but I want to do it cheerfully. To come into work and say, good morning. How are you today? To understand that you have a light within you. Don't hold that in. Don't begrudge that. Don't we say, well, I'm a child of God, and I just need to show my light, and I guess I'll dress appropriately. Do you know the Lord wants, and He's wanting it's an attitude of heart, wasn't it? This young widow, or this old widow, I don't know, it just says a widow. This poor widow had the right attitude of heart, and she was willing to give all of her living. And so I ask you, when Jesus saw the cross in His future, and He spent that night in agony and in prayer, what kind of giver was He? I know, Lord, You sent me to earth to be a Savior, but He said, not my will, but Thine be done. And when He gave it all. And have we benefited by His willingness? When he said on the cross, it is finished, He was saying, I've given it everything I've got, and I've sewed it up here, and it is now complete. And you know, that's when we get to the end of our journey, and we stand before the Lord, and He's accounting for all the things that we were to do, and that He wanted us to do, and that He said He would give us grace to do. When He says to us, well done, it will be because of your attitude of heart, of what you've done. I don't want to just give because I'm supposed to give. I don't want to give because I'm fearful if I don't give. I want to give because, Lord, it's Yours. You know, we have two songs that said, one of them says, if I had 10,000 lives in which to praise Him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. That's one of them. And the other one says, it still mentions the 10,000 lives. You know how different 10,000 lives could be? And we can't have a multiplicity of lives, but we have one. And what are we doing with it? And how well are we giving it? And I just want us to be challenged that the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. Don't give begrudgingly. Don't give because, well, I've been raised in this way, and this is what I'm supposed to do. But the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. May the Lord bless you.